This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Coming along in a few minutes to update you on the medical news of the week. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is aimed at those of you who, like Richie,
you're going to be okay. I know you get choked
up
when you mention me.
No, chocolate chip went down the wrong way.
Why do you always come back and you always
amazing chocolate chip cookies yesterday, all natural. Ah, they're yummy. Anyway, so I had to have one.
All natural chocolate chip cookies. Yeah.
Okay. If you
love pugs,
and you love Game of Thrones, you will love today's video of the day. The folks at Blinkbox, in relation to BuzzBox, have created the opening sequence of the Game of Thrones.
I saw this.
With these characters replaced by pugs. And they're, of course, in the right dress. So if you'd like to check that out, if you love dogs, Game of Thrones, the whole thing, it's actually quite clever, as is the case with most of our videos of the day.
Very clever.
Yeah. Do you find this? Who found this?
I did. Oh, no, I didn't find it, no.
No. you didn't.
No, I just found it on our website. And I'm
okay. All right. Speaking of BuzzBox, how many people have taken advantage of the BuzzBox coffee deal? Aimed at providing cows and milk for people who need it. That's where the offset goes. The profit from you getting your BuzzBox coffee. We're looking to sign up 1,000 Doug Stephan Good Day listeners. You start off by getting a free bag of the most wonderfully aromatic. How does that sound for a word? Isn't that a great word, a flowery word? Aromatic Arabica coffee. From BuzzBox. Free at 866-456-7805 or in the BuzzBox box, official Doug Stephan Good Day Coffee, the BuzzBox Coffee Box, where you get a free bag of coffee. When you taste it, you'll want more, more, more. You'll love it. Check it out at DougStephan.com. Some space news. Things that are happening in space. Story at DougStephan.com today about NASA's Mars Curiosity. Have you all checked this out? Celebrating its first anniversary. One whole Martian year. So I guess it would be a Mars-iversary. Is that the word, Kenny? A Mars-iversary?
Sure.
Mars-iversary.
Clever.
Well, at any rate, this has produced some amazing pictures, including a selfie.
Wow. Look at that. Yeah, it took a selfie.
Look at the picture at the DougStephan.com website from today's show. A selfie of itself on the surface of Mars. If this doesn't give you a chill, I don't know what will. Amazing technology. The rover landed on Mars August 2012. It's been 687 Earth days, but that's only 1 year in Mars annals. It met its main goal, finding out whether Mars could have been either in the past or in the future able to support life. Drilled into a rock near its landing site, discovered that it had once been a lake bed. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? When you think about it, think about all of the things we are so critical every day of, so many things that are connected to the government that are run just so badly. I'm not saying that NASA is perfect, but I am telling you there's a lot more good that comes out of the NASA program and has since its inception than pretty much any other government agency. And yet we keep whittling away at it, cutting it back, less funding. And so these sorts of things, which inspire so many people. Think about whatever era you're in. Richie, your age. Jennifer, your age. Kenny, your age. My. How many of you have not been really and truly taken back by some of the things that were developed and were successful. When you think about the fact that the first Apollo space rockets, spaceships that went around the moon, had less technology in them than the average smartphone.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that as a reality. Those guys went out to the moon and back again with technology that was less complicated than what you carry in your pocket and your smartphone. It's pretty incredible stuff. And yet we continue to screw with it and try to disrupt it. We do in the name of those who run it. And most people will tell you they're inspired by what happens in the space program, with good reason. There's a perfect example of why you ought to be inspired. Check out the picture and the story at DougStephan.com. Also, a story that's there, and I don't know, the highlight of this was sort of interesting. Kenny, I think it was a few days ago, we had the story about an opportunity for $10. You could get a seat on a commercial space flight next year. $10. Does that seem a little far-fetched?
When
you think about it, it does feel, really, does it feel that way? Do you think that's far-fetched?
Yeah. What's the hook?
And would you do it? I know you would, but...
Oh, for $10? Right.
Yeah.
There is a club of astronauts limited to 500 people. If you've ever wanted to make the voyage... There's a $10 opportunity from the Urgency Network, which is a nonprofit startup behind several goodwill campaigns that use their connections to celebrities like Hugh Jackman and Paul McCartney, Richard Branson, offering donors unique experiences. So the Urgency Network, which was founded by a couple of well-heeled guys trying to help people out, pretty simple. Donate $10 to a good cause, and you'll be entered into a raffle to win an amazing prize. Every $10 donation gets you another ticket. After the first donation, donors can also volunteer for a variety of tasks and get tickets that way. Thanks to the Ticket to Rise campaign, which benefits PETA and the Voice Project and Oxfam and groups like that, that $10 donation could land you a spot on the X-Core flight, one of the new ventures that will launch commercial space flights beginning next year. So you take a chance, and you could get picked to go on a ride that would cost the average person about $100,000. The winning donor will take part in training exercises, medical screenings, and then the actual flight, which will take you about 330,000 feet above the Earth's surface, which is 10 times higher than the average airplane flies. Want to take a ride in that, baby? I'd be all about that.
I know you would do that.
Yeah, I would.
I'd want somebody to go first and,
yeah,
and tell me.
Yeah, I'll
about.
Go first and I'll tell you
okay.
about it. Yeah, okay. Speaking of telling, Dr. Ken Kronaus will gift us with his presence in a moment with the update on medical news this week here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Dr. Ken Kroos is here.
I'm sorry, who?
Ken Kroos. Where's he?
I had a professor in college. His name was Dr. Ken Kroos. And for some reason or other, that came into my mind, and I don't know why that is. I apologize.
I guess that's an evolution. I guess
Well,
we might have a little bit. Doctor, and sometimes I call you Ken Kessler, too, for whatever the reason. But it's not
Call
Ken
me
Kessler.
What you like.
I like to call you Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here to wrap himself around a lot of the medical news this week, starting with Joan London and what's going on with her. What in the heck is this? Basically, what I get out of this story, Ken, is that having x-rays of the mammary exams are worthless.
Well, let's talk about it. There's a lot of lessons here, and you can call me whatever you like. A 63-year-old
former...
Oh, you're
my friend. That's right.
You're great. 63-year-old former Good Morning American co-host Doug Joan London revealed this past Tuesday that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer after her annual mammogram was unrevealing due to dense fibrous breasts. She was advised to get an ultrasound, which revealed lesions in the right breast, and a follow-up biopsy diagnosed an aggressive form of breast cancer. So there are a number of lessons here. Get a yearly mammogram. Early diagnosis is the key to curing this disease. An ultrasound is sometimes also needed because a mammogram alone is limited if dense fibrous breast tissue is present. The risk of breast cancer increases if you have a baby over the age of 35 or if there's a genetic family risk. Ironically, her late father was a cancer surgeon. She's an amazing real person. She has 7 kids, 2 twin sets. She's 63.
All right. So I've just put a little personal slice in here. My daughter is 40. And she's pregnant for the first time. Her mother had breast cancer. She's been screened 100 times for it. But I tell you, after listening to this story, it concerns me because I do think she's had an MRI. But, you know, you think about those things, parents and spouses and people themselves, and you got to wonder about the system, Ken.
I would think your daughter would benefit from an ultrasound. But the flip side is, out of the journal Menopause this week, is that having babies later in life may help, in general, women live longer. Women who naturally have babies after age 30 tend to live longer than those who've had their last child before age 30. In fact, if the pregnancy occurred at age 33 or older, the chances of living past 95 double. It seems that gene variations that enable women to have babies at a later age may also be tied to living longer. And it's a fact, Doug, 85% of people who live to 100 years or more are women, and only 15% are guys.
All right, IV, and that's not intravenous, but it's in whatever the, what is it, what's the, when you have the baby, the sperm and the egg put together outside. And then
in vitro.
In vitro, that's what it is. Megan is 40, and the oldest, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, was a woman who was, in her mid-40s?
She's getting close.
Yeah. So you wonder again what sort of she's having, and now that it's all in place, she's about 4 months along, and she's feeling wonderfully well. She didn't feel well at the beginning.
Well, as much as you believe in the law of attraction, I have just positive things to say about her.
Yeah, I think that is something that will we're all looking forward to it, and she's working through it very well, studiously, in a sense. All right, one other quick story. Your choice.
My choice. Okay. Watching television and early death strongly linked. This is a journal of the American Heart Association. Just another reason to turn off the TV and listen to Doug. People who watch television more than 2 hours a day, Doug, double their risk of early death when compared to people who claim to watch less than an hour of television a day. The risk of death from cancer went up 21%. For heart disease, it increased 44%. And for other diseases, the risk went up a combined 55%. No link between premature death and activities such as driving or computer usage were found. Time spent watching television is time not spent moving around. Also, watching TV is often done alone, so the individual may be socially isolated without a good support system.
All the more reason to purchase Heart Factors Plus. Dr. Ken believes in boosting your body's nitric oxide level so that there are a lot of energetic moments that you can gain by getting blood into your muscles, into your heart, into your brain. So if you'd like to take Dr. Ken's advice and the advice from so many people who have written into us, we have pages and pages of documents, emails from people all over the country who have started using Heart Factors Plus, which boosts the nitric oxide level and affects your blood pressure, the flow in the arteries, all that good stuff. Call 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus risk-free. 800-621-6313. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Get a free bottle with your order when you mention his name. 800-621-6313.
question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are about to embark on a journey back to 1973. We're going to go through the top five songs from this week in 73, starting with number five.
That's a bad word.
I can't say that. It's like Kodachrome?
That's right.
And my lack of education hasn't hurt enough. I can read the writing on the wall.
Everybody together. Who doesn't remember this song? Love it and have good memories of Paul Simon on his own without Garfunkel doing Kodachrome.
Simon and Garfunkel or Paul Simon on his own?
On his own.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. On his own.
Yeah.
Okay, this is number five. Now we move into the number four slot, Richie. Grunting and groaning appropriate here. Barry White.
Moms and dads, we're going to give you about 30 seconds to get a little action done here.
30 seconds enough time?
Yeah, Rich, is 30 seconds enough time?
It's early in the morning. It's busy. Some people have things to do. They got to get it done and get on with their day.
This week in 73, Barry White, I'm going to love you just a little more, the baby. Number three, really, Willie Preston.
How many Fifth Beatles were there? There's Sir George Martin, Billy Preston.
Oh, dang.
Beatles.
Five Fifth Beatles.
Five Fifth Beatles.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but Billy Preston was the only one that was credited on a Beatles single.
Right. Yeah, there was the first drummer.
George Martin, right?
Yeah. And then there's Billy Preston and
George Martin.
Martin, I think. All right, we got it.
Yeah.
Very close. Anyway.
Speaking of a fifth Beatle.
Why not? Number two this week in 73.
First Beatle.
Yep. With his group Wings, a song called My Love.
My Love. It's in the hands of my love.
Because my love does it good.
My love does it good.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you, Barbara. Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. My love does it good.
All right, number one this week in 1973, another Beatle.
The second Beatle. Bye bye.
I love this song, this first single. Give me love, give me peace on earth, George Harrison.
Give me love, give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me light, give me life, give me breathe and birth, give me hope.
What a great week for music.
Wonderful, outstanding,
and they are mild.
Paul Simon, number five.
3, 2, and 1, all Beatle.
Barry Connecticut, Barry White, number 4, Billy Preston, number 3, Paul McCartney, number 2, and George Harrison, number 1, this week, 1973.
Believe it, Amy's dad tells her. Are you telling me the truth? She's not available anymore.
My dad is very up and down since Mom passed. He was with us when she passed, and he kind of seemed to understand what was going on. But then multiple times a day, he'd say, where's Patricia? Where's my wife?
Amy's dad has Alzheimer's. I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus.
Every time we had to tell him, and every time it was brand new information to him, it was fresh grief, and he was just devastated.
Amy is AARP's caregiving expert.
After about a week and a half, he would start saying, oh, yes, I remember. And he would be sad, but not the complete devastation.
But then months later, Amy's dad got sick. And after that,
everything changed again. And he was not remembering that she was gone anymore. And every time he asked, it's fresh again.
Tomorrow, what Amy tried next that's helped her dad deal with grief. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Do you know?
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Yet another opportunity for us to converse about the issues of the day, the stories that have you grabbed right there, things that you want to know more about. If you've ever had an urge to know what was going on, what in the world is going on, now is your opportunity to join Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, and me in a discussion of same. Joining us in a few minutes, Dr. Joy Brown, who is going to visit with us on getting over the fear that we all have of losing something or somebody. I certainly have been there, done that with Charlotte over the last month or so. So what happens when you have that fear? Do you create thoughts being things and stuff? Do you create a situation where you may be encouraging what you don't want to happen to happen? I'll find out how to deal with that in just a couple of minutes here on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of Government Motors. Oh, wait a minute. No more is it Government. It's General Motors again now, right?
That's right.
Government Motors. Mary Barra is her name. Richie thinks that she's quite attractive, seems to be quite persuasive.
I mean, she has a look about her that makes you have positive feelings.
Right.
You hold men to the same standard, right?
Of course. Yeah, no.
Just checking.
No, all people, when you see them, they give you an immediate look.
Give you a sense of confidence. Right.
You don't trust, you like.
I agree with you. I think she does have that, Richie. She doesn't come across as other CEOs, whether they be men or women, as being untrustworthy. So the problems General Motors has, by the way, are not hers. These things happened a long time before she came.
Wow.
What? Well,
she's a lifelong GM employee at a high level, and her father was as well.
So does that mean she's guilty?
That means it's harder for her to walk in here and say, hey, I just got here. I don't know anything about what was happening. She's been one of the rollers with GM for her whole life.
So let's ask it the other way around, then. Should she be fired? As CEO of GM, because of the trouble that they're having.
No, I don't think she should be fired, but I just don't think she can say that there's plausible non-deniability.
Okay, all right. How many agree with that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Rich or Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. Anyway, she says in a lot of interviews this week that more recalls are possible. Was it yesterday? We're talking about all the recalls because of that Japanese company that makes the airbags and supplies them to pretty much everybody. Millions of cars being recalled because of problems that would be connected to the integration of the ignition and the post and the airbag that's in the steering wheel. All of these things are integrated and integral to the operation of the car safely. And if there's some kind of snafuzzle, whether it's a part that's misplaced or with an electronic kind of gizmo that might go awry, all of it very dangerous. Somebody got hit with a piece of shrapnel, didn't they, with one of these things that exploded?
In their eye, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Airbag.
All right, so anyway, Ms. Barra says that recalls are possible. The company will continue to look at the data and take needed action. But what we haven't heard is, what happened to the people who were responsible? Who are they? I haven't heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to them who were responsible for the initial problem? And Richie's now sort of going back to her and saying, all right, so what'd you do about it?
Right.
And what is the problem? Why did it happen?
I think that's smart. I think that's right. We have to know that.
And here's the thing. Nobody's going to call you to task for having a recall. That's fine. You make something, you find something isn't working the way it should, you call it back in, you fix it.
Right.
But lying about that recall or those imperfections,
covering it up,
that's bad news, man.
Not a smooth move.
No, stupid.
Not smooth. Speaking of smooth and not stupid, Rich McFadden has one of the integral stories of the day.
I'm going to say that this will be your favorite story of the day.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Here's a pop quiz for you, Dudley.
All right.
On the weather.
Yes, Richie.
How is the weather information gathered each day? Right now.
Doppler 7 radar.
Okay. But the National Weather Service does what each day to find out wind, temperature, humidity?
There is
humidity.
A network. If this is not a trick question, there's a...
No,
I have a feeling it is. No, it isn't. Okay.
No.
There's a network of information that's gathered by ground resources. They have weather stations in many areas, mostly at airports around the country, and they get the wind and they get weather
schools,
conditions.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Accessories.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But they also send up weather balloons. There are 7 stations around the country that send up twice per day weather balloons that test the water vapor, the humidity, the wind temperature, and all that stuff. So the NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration.
That's right.
Has just made a deal with Southwest Airlines, and they've recently completed an installation of a water vapor sensing system on 87 Boeing 737 aircrafts.
Really?
And this will when they take off and land, and then even while they're in the air, they will check the water vapor. Let me see. They say it's a critical new piece of weather data for the forecasting puzzle. It will be able to get real-time aircraft operation collection of water vapor data that measures the humidity in the air and has the potential to revolutionize weather forecasting, especially when predicting thunderstorms. So basically, airplanes, and starting with Southwest Airlines, are going to become the new weather stations flying across the country, sending real-time information back to the National Oceanic Administration.
Who says they don't know what they're doing? Very cool. Are they paying them for this, Southwest?
No. Well,
how do they decide on Southwest versus American or United or Delta?
Here's another thing I didn't know. Each airline has their own meteorology team.
Really?
So the meteorology team worked closely with AERINC, the Aeronautical Radio Incorporated Corporation, I guess.
Whatever, yeah.
And so they have a vested interest in trying to better the weather forecasting for their flights.
Yeah, they do.
So nobody's paying anybody. They're working together on it because they both have a mutual interest.
Good. That sounds cool. In a moment, Dr. Joy Brown, here's a story for you to think about connected to Facebook. There was a photo from the Evergreen Hospice Volunteers in Crooklyn, Washington, Kenny, that went viral this week when so many people saw the light and love of this sweet man's face in the final moments of his life. A story posted with the image was about a guy named Ed who'd been suffering from an illness for several years, hadn't been outside of his home for a long time. He'd been a forest ranger and told the hospice people about his time among the trees and how much he missed it. His dying wish was to simply be in the forest again. So a number of hospice volunteers got in touch with a fire department in the area who were happy to bring this man to see for the last time what he had spent much of his life doing and being around. The fellow's name again was Ed, picked up and transported by an EMS vehicle. Fire department traveled in a fire truck. They took Ed up and down the trails in the forest. He could smell, but he couldn't see because he had gone blind. He then just passed away. You think about these sorts of things and what it is that people do with their lives and how they want to end their lives, and thinking about, you know, something that happens to all of us inevitably. I think if we think it through well, I have great respect for people that actually plan, understand, and know how they're going to depart this world and move into the next one. And it takes a lot of strength to do that, frankly. But the pictures of this guy, I'll send you a picture, Kenny, or Michael will. Maybe, I don't know if it has become too gruesome to put a picture like that up on Facebook, post it, maybe just the story. Maybe just telling it gives it some air. It sort of leads us into what I would like to talk to Dr. Joy Brown about in a moment, and that is trying to get over the fear of losing something when, in fact, you haven't lost it. Do you know what I mean? We spend so much time in fear. How many times do you hear me say how bad fear-based thinking is? Yet I engage in it and have it was almost a month since Charlotte was run over here in the barnyard and what went on in my mind. So we'll talk to Joy about you getting through that in a moment here on Good Day.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hands-on wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. It was fun.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-620-6365. That's 1-800-620-6365. 1-800-620-6365.
Summer's finally here, and what better way to embrace the warm weather than by enjoying the tastes and colors of the season with friends and family. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Summer marks the start of sunny skies, outdoor gatherings, and an abundance of colorful, healthy produce, perfect for fresh summer recipes. But can you entertain all season on a budget? Devin Weaver, MamaCheeps.com.
It's the perfect time to lighten up the menu by creating easy and delicious meals using summer's fresh produce. I shop at Aldi because they have a wide selection of fresh produce at low prices, giving shoppers healthy benefits without breaking the bank. I can save up to 50% compared to shopping at traditional grocers.
What are your tips for enjoying a healthy and delicious summer?
Colorful produce promotes health, tastes great, and looks pretty too. Garnish drinks with bright slices of fruit and frozen grapes. Mix freshly diced tropical fruits for a tasty salsa side dish, or grill fruits for extra sweetness. And my number one tip is to shop smarter with Aldi.
For more info, visit aldi.us.
All right, let's get to Dr. Joy Brown and her weekly appearance here on the Good Day program. She's on, you don't want a weekly appearance, you want a daily appearance. It lasts for 3 hours. You can help yourself to her from noon to 3 East Coast time every day. You can join her any number of ways. Find a good radio station. Look that up by going to drjoy.com or listen online to her stream. Call with questions anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-99-DR-JOY.
And if you really need help, I'll give you her cell phone. You can get a hold of her anytime.
Call her in the middle of the night. Right. Well, you forgot the podcast, too.
Podcast at drjoy.com. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So this is something that's worth a lot of attention, and I'm betting you may take this to the streets when you're on your own program, a problem most people have, getting over the fear of something or someone that you might lose. That is whether you're a spousal involvee, somebody that you care about deeply, something like my dog Charlotte has been in jeopardy for the past month and now appears to have hurtled over most of the real problems that she could have. Unfortunately, she's lost her sight, but her body is fine. But it's taken its toll because I'm worried. So how do you get over that?
All right. We're talking about two separate things, at least.
Yep.
One is kind of the universal fear of abandonment. You know, I'm going to be alone and I can't, you know, I'm not going to be okay. And when we're infants, it's probably I can't survive. But you hear people say, I don't know if I could go on if this person was in my life. So that basic, fundamental, atavistic, I can't live without this other person, whether it's because they can't feed me or I would be devastated by the loss of their love or the house would go away, whatever. So, and that's a basic human, across every place, issue, abandonment. The second is something William James said. He said that human beings are the only species who are able to contemplate their own death. So not only can we contemplate someone else's, the loss of someone else, but we can actually contemplate the loss of ourselves, which should make everybody really cheery right now.
Yeah.
Let's popsicles for everyone. But the point being...
Thank you very much.
Yeah. The point being that knowing can go one of two ways, you know, and we all have the choice, really, to decide that if I'm going to lose that person, I therefore am never going to love them. I'm not going to get close to anybody because the abandonment would leave me alone. The problem about that philosophy is then you're alone. So the thing that you've most feared, you've now created all by yourself and without any respite. It reminds me of a client that I had who came in and was going through a very tough time in her life, and she was thinking about Thanksgiving. She'd recently lost her husband, but her kids were coming home, and I said, well, you know, it's something to look forward to. And so she came the following week, and I said, how was Thanksgiving? And she said, it was awful. And I said, why? And she said, well, the first couple of days were great, and the kids were glad to see me, and I was glad to see them, and then I realized they were going to leave. And I said, yeah, but you made that loss occur 3 days before it had to. And I think, so fundamental in that story is that we're all going to lose ourselves or other people at some point. That's just the circle of life.
Right.
But that's not the question. The question is, what do we do in the meantime? Can we put aside that fear and love? Can we put aside that fear and live? What can we do with that knowledge? Can we make it work for us so that we love that dog more, we hug that person, we understand that things don't necessarily last forever, that doesn't mean they're not good? Or do we go through life sort of contemplating the loss that's inevitable?
Yeah.
So, and I think that we do have that choice, and I would encourage people to say, you know, you dance like nobody's watching, and you love like it's going to last forever.
And it's that simple.
You know, it is. Simple and easy are not the same. It is simple. It's not easy.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, it's all about your thoughts.
I remember when my kids were born.
Thoughts are things.
You like are just overwhelmed with, oh my God, what if something happens to me?
Yep.
And and it took me a good year to kind of just stop thinking, oh my God, oh my God,
well,
oh my God.
Let's talk about that, exactly that. And I think, first of all, it's a great example, because the first is just overwhelming panic. And for me, for women, I think it's even before the child's born. If what happens
sure.
if the kid is born without a head, and
right.
you know, what if I that one sort of time I took a sip of something? So we worry about it. But at that moment, then what you do is take that fear, buy life insurance, make sure that your kid isn't sticking their tongue into the electric outlet, and you love your kid.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, that's an interesting visualization. Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99 Dr. Joy, call her.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We're all very different people. We're not Watusi. We're not Spartans.
Yeah.
We're Americans with a capital A. Huh?
Stuff around.
You know what that means? Yeah. That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse.
Lighten up, Francis. So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
Come on, it's Czechoslovakia. We zip in, we pick them up, we zip right out again. We're not going to Moscow. It's Czechoslovakia. It's like going into Wisconsin.
Okay, that's really very good. I'd like to try this one more time, and then we'll call it a day.
Number one movie this week in 1981 was Stripes, and what you're listening to is the main theme, composed and conducted by Elmer Bernstein. The movie was silly. I think that's probably a good way of
classic. Is the word you're looking for?
Great. Yeah. I'll keep that one.
I sat down and made my kids watch on YouTube last week the Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road to Get to the End of the Line? Uh-huh. He sat down a rank, got hit by a tank. Now he ain't a chicken no more, sir. Clip on YouTube.
They like it? Does it train?
They love it. Yeah, they thought it was hysterical.
All right, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry is not with us today, but we still have a lot of movie news.
I need to get this out just for Ken Kessler.
One more?
Yeah.
Oh!
training, sir.
Army training, sir.
Sir. All right.
Sorry.
We got enough of that. Okay. Yeah, moving along. We'll have movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
So much fun.
We have some spots for you.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen,
Captain Obvious.
If you're carrying emotional baggage, that's not considered a carry-on, so you won't have to pay extra. If a dog pees on your sandcastle, I'd start a new sandcastle. If you want to spend less on a hotel, keep listening by utilizing your ears.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the 4th of July sale. Hurry and book by July 4th for travel by July 9th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda-certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Okay, how many people remember Terry Richards? Raise your hand, please.
Nay.
No.
Nobody remembers Terry. Look me up. You all remember Terry Richards. You just didn't know it was Terry Richards.
All right, hook a brother up. Tell
Terry Richards played the Cairo swordsman in the first Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, yeah, God.
He was a stuntman.
Yeah, British stuntman.
And it was one of the most famous scenes. Harrison Ford just impromptu. Harrison Ford was not feeling well that day, and so Steven Spielberg said, well, we got this sword thing, and Indiana Jones says, no, I'm going to take care of it a different way. So they just went out there. They were filming. They didn't know what he was going to do, and he didn't really know what he was going to do either.
He didn't tell them he was going to do it either.
No.
He didn't say, I'm going to do it a different way. He just did it.
Yeah, right. And what he did was shoot the swordsman. Now, you remember that scene from Indiana Jones. He's out in the, he's in the middle of Cairo and being attacked by this big guy with a big sword. Instead of engaging him in a sword battle, which is what the script called for him to do, Indiana Jones had just thrown up, Harrison Ford just thrown up before the scene was shot, so he said, I'm not doing that, boom. And it was actually pretty interesting. He, in his career, fought Indiana Jones, James Bond, Luke Skywalker, Rambo, big guy, and he passed away over the evening. He's also in The Avengers and Zulu, Dirty Dozen, Double for Donald Sutherland, Tom Selleck, Christopher Lee. Just one of those guys that was very, very good at what he did. And he didn't ever want to be a star. He just wanted to be in the movies. He was in The Vikings. One of the original stunt people in England, worked in hundreds of films.
But will never be more famous for anything than being shot by Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, right, yeah. Exactly. He's been
dragged. That's his claim to fame.
Cars falling off buildings, all that good stuff. So, Terry Roberts, rest in peace.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.